Simultaneously from a hidden shack in the cornfields of Wisconsin and the Holy of Holies of a temple deep in the Theban Mountains, you've locked in to Intrepid Radio. And now your hosts, Scotty Roberts and Dr. John Ward. I want to go where the blind can
see. John, are you there?
Just about, brother. Just about.
Calling Luxor, Egypt. Calling Luxor, Egypt. Calling the Holy of Holies of some godforsaken temple in the Theban Mountains.
You know what, you're far too jumpy in the morning and too happy. You know, the sun's not even up here yet.
And quite. You know, I've taken on a bit of civility. I am drinking tea.
From your Tuscan Raider mug, sir. I'm losing pints of blood as we speak. The Nile mosquitoes are active this morning, even with this mosquito repellent sprayed all over me. They seem to be coming from my t-shirt and from my shorts, and they're having a meal and a half here. So if I doze off, it's not because I'm tired.
It's because loss of blood.
For that one, you know what? You're like one of those little people that you just put a little key in the back. You wind it up a few bits, and you just let it go across the floor, and it's clapping. You know that monkey. It's like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's there going ching 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 ching.
I leave you for 10 minutes, and what happens? It goes to pot.
Oh yes, oh yes.
I come home to Sweden, leave you there to your own little devices, and you cock everything up.
Well, you know, that's what I like to do over here on this end.
I can feel there's a slight tense in your voice there, brother.
What? What are you talking about? I got no tenseness in my voice.
You know what it is? Yes. This is Intrepid Paradigm. The new era. The beginning. This is where people will say, I was there when they first started.
How was your flight home?
Oh man. 24 hours it took to get home. Just over 24 hours. I had a slight breakdown at Minneapolis. Nearly rang you, but I got hold of Maria instead, and she guided me through it.
You had a slight... What's a slight breakdown look like? Did you, like, strip naked and tie your scarf around your head and run around the airport?
No.
I said, sir, you forgot your bag.
Why do you mock me?
Because I remember when I put you on the curb, I said, now remember, John, I've stashed a knife in your carry-on bag, so just in case somebody jumps up with a bomb strapped to their chest and a clicker in their hand, you can lurch into action and thrust that knife right up under his ribs. Now, did that knife help?
See, it's comments like that that just, you know, doesn't aid our friendship.
Oh, it doesn't aid our friendship. I'm sure. For me,
I could get rid of you and have my gal.
I see dreams of Intrepid Paradigm expanding in the Mexican front.
Uh-huh.
And we will all wear our luchador masks.
La 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 la. No, it's wrong place.
No, 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 no,
no.
I think that's very racially insensitive of you, John.
Oh, please.
Well, you know.
How old were you yesterday?
Yesterday, I was a really, roughly, when you think of it cosmically, I was the same age I am today. In the grand scheme of evolution in the cosmos. But yesterday, I was technically 53 years old. Today.
You were 54.
Today, I'm 54.
Oh, dear. You know what happens at 54, though, don't you?
What happens at 54?
Your hair starts growing back.
It does. Yes.
I always meant to ask you, what is a corn shack?
Corn shack.
Is that where you make moonshine?
Well, that is one of the uses. It would more properly be called a corn crib. That's the little sheds that you see up in the corn fields where they stack husks of corn.
Isn't a crib something you put a baby in, though?
Yes, it is. Well, this is
so. Why would you call a shack a crib?
Oh, because we're not British.
I'm just asking. It's just very confusing.
although
not that I'm picking on you.
If you want me to go biblical on manger, I can.
No,
you know,
because God, no, don't you dare. No,
because
you
see, John.
Oh please, no, it's too early.
You guys just don't know how to work with professionals. That's your problem. You see, I'm like a schizophrenic. I have my off-air personality, which is very low, very negative, especially towards you two. And then there is my happy John. Good morning.
Which is especially low and negative toward you two. When Rocky, have you ever noticed John to be any different in the way he addresses us, either in person or on the radio?
Yeah, not much.
Hey, the first thing he says this morning when we call him in, just a few minutes before the show, folks, here's a little backstage info. It's like the making of Intrepid Radio for tonight. If we could have had a camera on John, blurry-eyed, hair sticking up, it's dark. He's on the Nile River. It's cold for him out on the deck. And we call him and go, hey, John. Rocky says, John, how you doing? And Rocky's like, and John's like, how are you? Girls tonight. It's the first thing out of his mouth.
I'm over here. I'm pretty much awake, but you seem, you know, a little bit glazy-eyed.
I seem glazy-eyed. Do I sound glazy-eyed to you?
I think it's the moustache, sir. The moustache and beard.
Yes.
All of us who follow you, you see, Scott, we want to know, what are you looking for? Are you looking for the Kenny Rogers lookalike contest? Or is it the Seymour Hoffman? The Richard Dreyfuss? We're a little bit confused in which direction you're going.
Strike three, you're out. None of the above.
Oh.
I'm looking for the Scotty Roberts look.
I would say you're fading.
I'm searching for it.
It's quite commonplace now to grow a beard and a mustache now, though. It's quite hip and trendy. Are you making a statement here?
I don't think I'm going for any statement. I just looked at my face one day and said, I haven't shaved in about 6 days. I think I'll just let it go.
Or is this the cheaper version? Instead of having Botox, you kind of grow a beard.
The sandstorms that had hit had taken out their house. Not completely, but had everything was full of sand, and they didn't think they had any electricity, possibly no internet. And he's saying to me right now, he says, brother, no internet. Hotel internet does not work. I'm in hell. He just typed that. He cursed us.
It hurt my feelings, kind of. It really did. It hurt my feelings a little bit.
You know, we came in as lighthearted as brothers come in, and he cursed us in retaliation. So John just said to me, say hello to all my diehard fans sitting here on the Nile watching the kingfishers dive for fish. I am going to say hello to all my fans. There's nothing like a Brit who grew up on the Welsh border trying to do a southern accent. I can't even mimic that one. It's something like, hi, y'all. We're like, what the hell was that, John? But with a saw. Not a skill saw, not an electric saw, but a saw. I did it the manly way. My son said, why didn't you just use the circular saw? I said, because a real man sometimes has to saw with a saw.
You don't have anyone to do that for you, then. You have to do these manual things yourself.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm not like you. Ahmed, I need some boards sawn. Have them here by two.
Did you wear gloves, protective material, or did you chap your
hands? I used my bare hands. And I was wearing a plaid shirt, so I feel rather lumberjacky today.
Oh, well done for you. Well,
I am a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I eat my lunch and go to the lavatory. Where my brother John is. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
It is 4 a.m. your time. So,
4 a.m. our time. So it's 3 a.m. in London, and that would be 4 a.m. in France, but 3 a.m. in Hereford, but 4 a.m. in Belgium, but 3 a.m. in Sheffield.
And
I don't know what the time would be in Australia, though.
No, it would be 7. So there we go. I think we covered the time zones.
What's Langley time? Oops, did I say Langley?
Oh,
oops, said it again. Oops, yeah, Langley.
Langley time is every time zone.
Stay on the Langley.
That's every time zone.
normal families, they go out for picnics, they walk through the woods, they collect pine cones, they pick up sticks and pretend they're swords and, you know, do a bit of swashbuckling between the trees. No, I get led by Maria to look at pixies, trolls, Neolithic burials and quarries.
Did you find pixies?
No. But I did see one on the London Tube the other week, which I forgot to mention. That was quite disturbing. But other than that, it was weird. I meant to tell you about this. I was, minding my own business, sat on the tube, and this woman got on board, and she sat down opposite me, and I just did a double take. She had elongated ears. Very spocky. So I took another look, and I thought, oh, she's a Trekkie. And then I looked at her attire, and she was all dressed in black as if somebody had died or something. But it was more gothic. So I thought, she's not a Trekkie. She's a goth. But then I looked even closer, and I started looking at her nails, and she had these really sharpened nails, you know, really spindly long nails, like vampire.
Nice.
But then I looked at
the better to scratch your eyes out with.
Well, that's it, you know, the sacrificial ones. Let me stick them into your cavity and rip your heart out while he's still beating, that kind of nails.
Oh, that's pleasant.
But I looked at her ears again, and I thought, well, maybe they're just stick-on. But they weren't. She'd actually had plastic surgery. I could see no joins. I could see no makeup. They were real, for all intents and purposes. And then I noticed a pendant hanging around her neck.
Let me guess. Pentagram.
No.
Pentacle. Thor's hammer.
Think again.
See, Celtic cross.
Think of the all-seeing eye above a tower.
Oh. So she had the pyramid with the all-seeing eye?
No.
Did she have the eye of Ra?
Oh, this is painful.
Did she have... Tell me.
The all-seeing eye on top of the tower.
You're talking Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Oh, that all-seeing eye.
And I forgot what they're called now. What are they called in Lord of the Rings? One with the pointy ears. He's with the bow and arrow.
Oh, the elves.
Yes, she was an elf.
Oh, she was an elf.
Live in simultaneous broadcast from a hidden cornfield in Wisconsin and some time-forgotten holy of holies in the Theban Mountains of Luxor, Egypt. Intrepid Radio with Scotty Roberts and Dr. John Ward. Intelligent talk